Hello and welcome to The Word from My Hermitage. Today is Thursday of the 33rd week in Ordinary Time, November 20th, 2025. Our scripture is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 19, verses 43 and 44. For the days are coming upon you when your enemies will raise a palisade against you. They will encircle you and hem you in on all sides. They will smash you to the ground and your children within you, and they will not leave one stone upon another within you, because you did not recognize the time of your visitation. In today's gospel, we find one of the most human, tender, and sorrowful moments in the life of Christ. Jesus approaches the city of Jerusalem, the holy city, the heart of his people. From a distance, he sees its walls glimmering in the sunlight, its temple rising proudly, the crowds going about their day unaware. And suddenly the Lord begins to weep. He weeps not out of anger, but out of love. His heart breaks for a city that refuses to recognize the very one it has been waiting for. You did not recognize the time of your visitation, he laments. These are not the words of a judge pronouncing sentence, but the cry of a lover whose beloved has turned away. Christ see what will happen, the destruction of Jerusalem by the Romans in 70. He foresees the suffering, the desolation, the broken walls and scattered stones. But deeper than the political tragedy is the spiritual one, the city's blindness to the presence of God walking in its midst. What does Jesus mean by the time of your visitation? In Scripture, a visitation is not merely a passing moment. It's when God draws near in mercy or judgment to heal, to correct, or to redeem. The time of visitation is that sacred moment when God enters our personal history, when grace knocks at the door. For Jerusalem, that moment was the coming of Christ himself. God had become a human and walked their streets, healing their sick, taught in their synagogues, eaten at their table. And still they could not see. Their hearts were fixed on their own expectations of what the Messiah should look like, how he should act, what kind of kingdom he would build. And because of that, they missed the Messiah standing before them. How often does that same blindness appear in us? We pray for God's help, yet we decide in advance how he must answer. We seek peace, yet resist the silence where he speaks. We long for his will, yet fear what it might ask of us. And so, like Jerusalem, we risk missing our own time of visitation, the quiet arrivals of grace that once disguised as interpretations, inconveniences, or even sufferings. Jesus warns that Jerusalem's enemies will rise a palisade against you. They will encircle you and hem you in on all sides. That image of siege, being surrounded and closed in, is not only historical, it's profoundly spiritual. When we resist God's visitation, we begin to fortify ourselves against grace. We build walls to keep control, to protect our comfort, to preserve our illusions. But in time, those same defenses become prisons. Pride becomes isolation. Self-sufficiency becomes exhaustion. What began as an attempt to stay safe ends in being hemmed in on all sides. Each of us knows the experience of spiritual siege, the times when anxiety, sin, or fear tighten their grip, when joy seems distant and the walls close in. Often the path is not to fight harder, but to surrender, to let the walls fall, to let Christ enter. There's something striking about Jesus' phrase, the time of your visitation. He doesn't say a visitation or the visitation, but your visitation. Personal, particular, unrepeatable. God visits each of us in unique ways. Sometimes it's through joy, moments of beauty, love, or consolation that whispers of his nearness. Other times it's through suffering, loss, frustration, or emptiness that strips away our false supports and opens us to dependence. And still other times his visitation comes in the ordinary flow of days, a conversation, a word of scripture, a nudge of conscience. The question is not whether God visits us, but whether we recognize him when he does. He seldom comes in thunder or spectacle. Most often, he comes quietly, in the breaking of bread, in the face of the poor, in the silence of prayer, in the daily duties we'd rather rush past. To recognize the time of our visitation is to live awake, to have a heart that listens, eyes that sees, and faith that trusts in this moment, to hold the presence of God. The gospel today shows us that divine sorrow is not distant or abstract. Jesus still weeps, not over a city of stone, but over hearts of stone. He still weeps over every soul that shuts him out, over every place where love is refused, over every generation that seeks peace, yet refuses the Prince of Peace. And yet his tears are not the end of the story. Even after Jerusalem's rejection, Christ still goes to the cross for her, for us. He still allows himself to be hemmed in, nailed down, enclosed in a tomb, and from that confinement, resurrection bursts forth. This is the pattern of redemption. Our refusals meet his mercy. Our blindness meets his light. Our hardness meets his tears. And from it all, God still brings life. As we near the end of the liturgical year now, the Church gives us readings that invite deep examination. Advent is just around the corner, a new beginning, another chance to awaken. Today's gospel is a quiet call to ask, where am I missing the time of my visitation? Where am I too busy, too fearful, or too distracted to notice Christ passing by? What defenses must I lower so that he may enter freely? Let's not be like the city that did not know what made for its peace. Let's instead open our hearts, even if that means letting our walls fall, for the one who weeps for us is also the one who saves us. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you still draw near to visit your people. Do not let our eyes be blind to your coming. When you knock, let us open. When you speak, let us listen. When you weep, let us be moved to compassion. And when you enter, may you find not walls, but welcome. Amen. If you found a blessing in these words today, I invite you to share them with your friends and invite them too to join us each day here in my hermitage, where we share the Word of God. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.